Ever get the feeling when you're looking at a painting that there's gotta be more to it, like some hidden meaning just below the surface? That's what we're diving into today, a 19th century painting that you could say kind of went viral back in the day, sparked all these theories and
Oh,
interpretations.
interesting.
We're talking Pierre-Auguste Cartes, in fact. The Storm looks simple enough, a couple caught in the rain, right? But to get to the bottom of it, we're going to Wikipedia, see what it has to say.
Okay, so a deep dive into Wikipedia about a painting. I'm intrigued.
Now, it might not sound like the most thrilling thing, but trust me on this, this isn't your typical art history lecture.
All right, I'm in. You got me hooked. What's so special about this storm, then?
Well, it gives us this peek into a time when art, it was more than just, something pretty to look at. It was a status thing, something people gossiped about, even a way to comment on society,
1880. Not exactly the age of Instagram. So before we start decoding those hidden messages, gotta set the scene a bit. Our artist is Pierre-Auguste Cope. And this painting, it ends up in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Pretty big deal,
And
though.
it wasn't just like randomly chosen for the Met, right?
Exactly. This was a commission. Someone, a wealthy heiress named Catherine Lorillard Wolfe, she's the one who said, "I want a painting, specifically this kind of painting."
So she's basically like a 19th century art influencer dictating taste, huh?
In a way, yeah. And commissions back then, that was a statement. Imagine having the cash to say, "Hey, paint me a masterpiece," and knowing you'll get it.
Talk about power moves. But it gets even more interesting, right? Didn't her cousin have something to do with this whole thing?
Absolutely. Her cousin John, huge art buff, very influential in that world.
So, like the OG art influencer, setting trends before trends were even a thing.
Exactly. And the fact that the storm ends up in the Met, not some random chance. This was a statement piece meant to be seen, meant to be talked about, for ages to come.
Okay, so we've got this famous artist, influential family, commissioning the painting, and then it ends up in one of the most well-known art museums. But what about the painting itself? What's the story this storm is trying to tell?
Well, The Storm, when it debuted at the Paris Salon in 1880, it wasn't just people, admiring a painting. It caused a stir, got people talking.
So it was a big deal, even back then.
Oh, huge. Think of it like the art world Super Bowl. Reputations made or broken right there on the spot.
High stakes. So I'm guessing people weren't just there to, analyze brushstrokes.
Not at all. Everyone's trying to figure out the meaning behind it. On the surface, pretty simple, couple caught in a downpour. But some thought it was a reference to that popular novel, Paul et Virginie.
That tragic romance.
Exactly. Heartbreaking love story right up the Victorian's alley.
Definitely fits the vibe.
Yeah, but it gets better. Others, they thought it was connected to Daphnis and Chloe, another romance, but this one's got nymphs and shepherds and whatnot.
Okay, so we've gone from tragic love to like full-on Greek mythology. It's wild how one painting can have so many different interpretations, kind of like people today debating the meaning of a song or a movie online.
It's the same idea, just different times. Back then, newspapers, salons, that's where the debates happened. No Twitter, but going viral. It existed in its own way.
So how does the storm actually connect back to Paul et Virginie?
Let me read you something, a passage, and you'll see the connection. "One day, while descending from the mountaintop, I saw Virginie running from one end of the garden toward the house, her head covered by her overskirt, which she had lifted from behind her in order to gain shelter from a rain shower. From a distance, I had thought she was alone, but upon coming closer to help her walk, I saw that by the arm she held Paul, who was almost entirely covered by the same blanket. Both were laughing together in the shelter of this umbrella of their own invention." See?
Oh, wow. Yeah, the way she's holding up her skirt, the running figures, it's all there.
And get this, depicting that specific scene, it was super popular in the 19th century. People back then, they would have gotten the reference right away.
Like a secret code everyone at the salon was in on. That's pretty cool. But I gotta ask, if the connection was so obvious, why were there all those other interpretations floating around?
Well, because there's another layer to this whole thing.
Yeah.
It takes us even deeper into how the art world worked back then.
Oh, here we go. I knew there had to be more to the story. What else is there? Okay, lay it on me. What's this other layer you were talking about? This art world secret.
All right, so remember how we were talking about Catherine's cousin, John, the art enthusiast? Turns out he owned another painting by Pierre-Auguste Cotte. Springtime, it was called.
Springtime. Another cot. Okay, but why is that important?
Well, he bought it before Catherine commissioned The Storm. And get this, Springtime, when it was first shown, it was a huge hit. Everyone loved it, critics raved, the whole deal.
So John, being the art connoisseur that he was, he probably snagged it right away, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Amidst a lot of competition, I'm sure. You know how it is. Gotta have the most sought-after piece.
Bragging rights and all that. Oh, you like cot? I own a cot.
Exactly. So now fast forward a bit. His cousin Catherine, she commissions the storm. And guess what? Both paintings, pretty similar in size, and they both feature, you guessed it, a young couple.
So you're thinking, what was Catherine trying to like one up him, keep up with the Joneses, or, well, the Wolfs in this case?
It's definitely something to consider. It makes you think about why people collect art, even today. You
Yeah.
know, is it really about the art itself or more about, like, look what I've got?
That's a good point. It's like any trend, right? Someone influential starts it and then everyone wants in on it. Fashion, music, art, it's all the same.
Absolutely. And you know, this little story about the Wolfs and their cop paintings, it actually tells us a lot about the art world. It's not just about the art itself, it's about the trends, the rivalries, the conversations it sparks. Art reflects the time it was made in, the people who made it, the stories they wanted to tell.
So we went from a simple rainstorm to love stories, hidden meanings, family drama, even the art market. Amazing what you find when you really dig into something.
Isn't it? And that's the beauty of art. It makes you look closer, question things, want to learn more. There's always something new to discover, both in the art and in the world around us.
Makes you wonder, what will people say about the art of our time, 100 years from now? What will they think about our memes, our viral trends? What stories will they come up with?
Now, wouldn't that be something?
It sure would. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into Pierre Auguste Cotte's The Storm. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed exploring this painting and all its hidden depth.